let's exercise the right to praise the Lord. Come on, we ought to praise him. He's been good to us. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Come on, for the Lord is good. That's all the reason we need tonight, to give him praise, because he's good. Come on, he's great and greatly to be praised. Oh, did you come to give him glory? Did you come to praise the Lord? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in the house tonight. Somebody came to give God praise. Oh, somebody came to lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, we might as well do it right now, because it happened. It's happened right now. Hey, you can get victory in this moment, right here, right now. Someone tell the devil he's a liar. Come on, the devil wants you to stay home tonight, but you're here. There's victory in the house. There's victory in the house. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Man, ushers are preparing to receive the Wednesday night tithe and offering. As we were singing that song, my mind went back. It's not an old song, but it's an old song to some. The song says, I don't know what you came to do, but I come to praise the Lord. My brother-in-law used to lead that song. In fact, every song he led started with the word well. Well, I don't know what. You know why we sing songs like that? Get your mind on Jesus, let's have church. Because some folks, you don't know if they came to worship God or not. Get your mind on Jesus, because they got their mind on everything else but Jesus. Yesterday I had the distinct honor to exercise my privilege as a U.S. citizen and a victim of Ada County or Canyon County to go and sit in jury duty. I didn't get to call in and just wonder if I was going to have to go the next day. I just had to go. And we sat there, 63 of us, all day, quiet, not talking to anybody. Of course, they put Bonanza on. I had to close my eyes for that. They said there's snacks in the back. I didn't want to move. I didn't want to blink. I didn't want to grab anybody's attention, because I didn't want to get picked. When the judges were asking and the attorneys were asking, I diverted my eyes. I looked down at the carpet. Some of y'all do that when the preacher's preaching. Well, come on now. I came to get out. I went to not get picked. But when I come to church, I come for a different reason. God, if you have a word, if you have a blessing, if you got a miracle, if you're looking for somebody to touch, I'm right here, Jesus. I come to praise the Lord. I come to lift him up. I come to get praise tonight. Come on, clap your hands, all ye people. Just because he's good. Amen. And what I did worked. I didn't get picked. Praise God. It was number 53. I was hoping that they wouldn't get through by number out of picking 13. Never had to answer a question. I was like some folks that come to church. I didn't talk to anybody. Actually, that's not true. I told the guy beside me. I said, man, if I was on trial, some of these folks I would not want on my jury. They're not smart enough to get out of their own way. Sad part was, the attorneys picked up on it. They were the ones that did the most talking. And all attorneys, both sides said, yeah, go ahead. You're dismissed. Well, I'm glad to be in church tonight. Everybody else glad to be in church? Praise God. Ushers are prepared to receive our tithe and offering. Let's be faithful to our daily devotion. Pray every day. Read your Bible every day. Fast as often as you can. witness. Be a witness in this city everywhere you go, everyone you talk to. Always talk about church. Be excited. Hey, we're building a new building. Hey, we bought some property. Hey, we're in a temporary location. You got to come check it out because we're building a new building. Hey, get excited about what God is doing in the church tonight. Amen. Let's stand together and worship the Lord as the ushers come. From the depths of your soul tonight. I know it's a Wednesday night. I know we're tired from the day, but this may be our last chance to worship him in church. He can come back tonight. I want to give him praise while I got the chance. I believe I'll praise the Lord while I have the chance. Come on, somebody testify tonight. By your praise and by your worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel like somebody could cut loose tonight. So cool. You might as well praise him. So cool. You weren't expecting this tonight, devil. You didn't come ready for this tonight, devil. Come on from the front to the back, the left to the right. Give him glory. Let your praise do the talking tonight. Come on, let your worship do the talking tonight. I got the victory tonight. It's your voice, it's your worship. It's your shout. I gotta praise and I gotta let it out. Come on, it's your praise. The devil's trying to mess with your praise tonight. But I'm gonna get it out in Jesus' name.
Somebody praise him tonight. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, I'll bless the Lord with all that is within me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, come on, some of us, we've been letting the devil throw everything he can at us. It's time we so throw some praise back at him. Hallelujah. Can you lift your voice? Lord, we praise you, Jesus. Come on, if the trees can praise him. Come on, if the moon and the stars can praise him. Even the heavens declare his righteousness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's worthy of our praise today. Glory, yes, Jesus. Come on, that's it. When I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, yes. When I think of his goodness and how he set me free. Oh, I can dance, 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 dance all night. Come on, when I think about him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Someone needs to get their mind off their job, off their circumstance, and start thinking about him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, you're not waiting on someone else to praise God for you. Come on, you ought to lift up a voice of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, chains can be broken right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, issues you've been fighting can dissolve right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, this is what the devil doesn't want you to do. Come on, he wants you to be in a place of discouragement. He wants you to be in a place of the unknown. Oh, but I know in whom I have believed. Oh, I know I've got a God that's by my side.
Come on, church, there's something happening in this house right now. Come on, hook up with somebody. Come on, where two or three are gathered together. Come on, let the Holy Ghost do its work tonight. Lord, take us to another level. Take us to another level in victory. Take us to another level, dear God, in dominion. Jesus. Oh, let something transform in the Holy Ghost. Let there be a breakthrough in the Spirit right now. In Jesus' name. Come on, ministries are being restored. Callings are being restored. Victories are coming back. Promises are coming back. Come on, I can feel something happen in the Holy Ghost right now. I can feel something happen in the Spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, there's some things happening in the Spirit tonight. Come on, there's some breakthroughs happening in the Holy Ghost tonight. There's some things only God can do, but the church is going to pray it through tonight. Come on, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come on, press a little further. Go a little deeper tonight. Come on, I think there's power in hooking up tonight. Come on, there's power in this tonight in Jesus' name. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Boggs to preach tonight. Turned it over to him to have him preach. This is what happened. As we were praying in our groups and going around and praying for people, anointing people, a few things I felt to do tonight. First off, I want to say this, that my mind went to Acts chapter 4. Verse number 31 says, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness." We like to go to that scripture. But the scriptures before that, not Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in the other. We know that one. But right after the victories, right after all the accomplishments, right after Pentecost, right after all the high achievements, they were beat, they were questioned, they were doubted. You're ignorant, you're unlearned, you don't know anything. And Peter began to speak with boldness. And they were let go. And they went back to their own company. They went back to their own people. They said, "God, if this is really our path, show us. God, if this is really what we're supposed to be doing, you got to show us." And that's where verse 31 comes in. That's where everyone has everything they need, no one's lacking. But didn't stop there. You get later chapters in Acts and Paul's breathing threatenings, persecution, scattering. Just because life is in chaos, just because you're going through hard times, does not mean you're out of the will of God. In fact, it may mean you're right in the middle of the will of God. The problem with sometimes with victories is that we get a healing, we get a touch, and we have to do it again in a couple days. And we got to overcome it again in a couple weeks, and we got to overcome it again in another month. Goliath wasn't the only giant. There were more. We have so much good that's happening in this church. There is a great door, an effectual. And there are many adversaries. There's sickness. There's tonight, there are people home sick with dare I say, life-threatening sicknesses. Not to be dramatic, but to be the facts. There are people who are just working 24 hours a day just to make ends meet and can't even take a break to find a job. There are people who are living paycheck to paycheck, and those paychecks aren't even cutting it. In the midst of all these victories, in the midst of all this growth, that's why we need one another. That's why we need each other's prayers. That's why we need church. That's why we come together and say, you know what? If they can go through it, I can go through it. If I can go through it, they can go through it. And we can come in and we can get our own company and we can pray and the Holy Ghost can give us boldness and the Holy Ghost can give us favor and the Holy Come on, there's trouble on every side, but we're not destroyed. We got a treasure in earthen vessels. That the excellency may be of God and not of us. And I know this next part, people may think I'm overstepping my bounds. I don't think I am. If I thought I was, I wouldn't do it. I am not the Boggs pastor. I'm a friend. If I'm an elder, that's their title, that's their position. It's not mine. I'm not putting that on them. But they are no stranger to this church. They have been in this church and around this church in some of our greatest moments, some of our hardest moments. They were here the month that we were in California with my dad at that terrible, tragic event. And they helped and they stayed over for us. They've been here through, I think, the weddings and all of that stuff. And they didn't ask me to do this. They've never talked about this. I just felt this tonight in the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to obey the Holy Ghost. They are evangelizing. They are going from here on Friday to Colorado, from there, Arkansas. I don't want them to leave. I don't want them to leave the Northwest. I want them to be in this area. But I want God's will to be done. But I know evangelizing is not an easy task. I didn't do it very long, but I did it long enough to know it's not easy. Why do we take care of evangelists the way we do? Because we learned a valuable lesson of evangelizing. It's not as glamorous as the truck and trailer making it seem to appear. I don't care how big the box is, it's still a 40-foot box. And most of us wouldn't want to live in a 40-foot box, even if it had 15 slide-outs. But I want the Boggs family to come stand, I guess, at the front. I don't know if this is considered the front or the side or the middle or the... They didn't ask me to do this. They didn't even know I was going to do this. I didn't know I was going to do it till right now. Just come stand right here. I am not anointing them to be pastors in the Treasure Valley. I am not asking them to be pastors in the Treasure Valley. I just felt very, very strongly that our church family needs to pray over the Boggs family. Wherever they end up, whatever their evangelizing circuit takes them on this journey, I want God to bring peace. I want God to bring anointing. I want God to anoint their prayer, their preaching, their children. Hey, it's the whole package, church. I wonder if we could just kind of gather around. You don't have to lay hands on, but you can just get together around closer. So my wife and some of the other ladies can get closer, Sister Bob, some of you men. They have a home church. They have a pastor. But we are binding together as a church family for them, over them. There's victories ahead. In the name of Jesus, right now, dear Savior. Strength for the journey, Jesus. Anoint his lips, anoint their hearts, anoint their words. God, bring you glory tonight. In the name of Jesus, guide them, direct their path, dear Jesus. Wherever you have a place for them, God. Praise you, Savior. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm so glad tonight that Sister Johnson is here. Amen. We've been missing Grandma Johnson. And she's been in Columbia making coffee. But Brother Johnson needs a touch in his body. It's a hard prayer to pray. God, whatever it takes, whatever you have to do. I want him to be healed however God deems his healing to be. God, if he's going to be miserable in this life, then heal him the way you want to heal him. If he's going to be in this life, then God, give him the strength and the ability to live prosperous and healthy in this life. And God, you can do it. If you can touch the withered hand, you can touch the withered leg. If you can raise the dead, you can touch his body tonight. I know what the doctors say. I know what it looks like. I know what reality is, God, but you are the great physician. Gabriel's home thrown out back, and there are others who have problems, physical ailments, infirmities. God right now tonight as a church family. The effectual prayer. Come on, the fervent. Come on, the prayer of faith will save the sick. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Is there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Come on, we can anoint tonight. We can pray tonight. We can let the power of the Holy Ghost move in this house. God, by your Spirit, God, by your mercy tonight, do it, Savior. Do it, Savior. Oh, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor tonight, Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. I'm going to have Brother Boggs come and say something here in just a moment, but James 5:13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing a psalm. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions. He went through the same trials and tribulations that we go through. He got weary, he got hungry, he got tired, he got wore out, he had fear, he had doubt. And as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it rain not. And it rained not on the earth the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. That tells us that we have the power to pray change into our circumstance. We have the power to pray things into existence and out of existence. Come on, we can pray the prayer of faith. And God will do a mighty, mighty work on our behalf. Amen. Amen. Brother Boggs, I don't know if you feel anything, but I just want you to come for a few moments and just say whatever's on your heart.
Amen. Tonight, I came feeling the discouragement of the church. And the message I was going to preach tonight was going to be the day after victory. All through the Word of God, your pastor mentioned Elijah. So many more. David, when he was on his run away from Saul, as Saul was breathing threatenings against him, it didn't feel like the same victory as he stood on the battlefield when Goliath fell. When Noah stepped out of the ark, and it was just him and his family, it was victory, but it didn't feel like victory. Daniel, when he was sitting in the midst of the lions and was staring at those lions, it didn't feel like victory. What do you say to Brother Boggs? When Absalom was killed and David sat at the gates of the city and was crestfallen, was weeping and crying, saying, "Oh, my son Absalom." There was a man that came to him and said, "You've turned victory today into mourning." So oftentimes we can let struggles and issues, can I just talk real to us, permitting problems, fire marshals, cause victory to be turned to mourning. But that's not the exchange we should be giving. We should be taking mourning and exchanging it for victory. That's what I feel like tonight God accomplished without having the preacher stand in the pulpit. As we've made an exchange tonight, saying we're discouraged, we're entangled with the cares of this life, but we're exchanging that in today for victory once again. Come on, the church is on its way up. There's no devil in hell can stop the church. There's no gates. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. Amen. Victory is coming. Amen. But don't discount. Joseph had a dream. And we look all the way ahead in time. And we see him standing at second command under Pharaoh. And we look at the middle place is where all the negative things happen. But there could be miracles right in the middle. There could be things happen. Don't discount the miracles that happen in the middle. Don't discount, amen, that he was over Potiphar's whole house, his servants, his lands. Don't discount that he became the second in charge of the entire prison. Miracles can happen right now, right where we are, right in this trenches, right in this middle place. Amen. And victory's coming, but let's have victory right now. Come on, why don't we lift our hands today and just give God a shout of praise for what he's doing.
Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Amen. Amen. I got an email just as I was walking into the courtroom. We actually had to go into the courtroom with the judge, the attorneys, all of the defendants and all of that. It was pretty crazy, but they asked us to turn our phones off. I was in the middle of a conversation with our engineer and told him that I have to turn my phone off. I don't know when I'll be able to turn it back on. But just before I walked into the courtroom, I got an email from him to me, the fire marshal, the city building inspector, and some other people asking about a meeting for our permit. And just a little blip in the middle. Said, thank you for the change to the APO1. Now we can build the big sanctuary on the property. Right in the, I wouldn't even expect them that. We got it. They changed it for us. So we can build that big building. Hey, that's a victory in the middle. That's a victory in the middle of it. Thank God for it. Now if we could just get into the other one. So we can make plans for the big one. But, you know, I told somebody the other day, if they got faith that we're going to have 420 people in that small building, I guess we need to just have faith with them. Just going to have to have faith with them. Maybe they know something that we don't know. Amen. So anyway, hey, I know we missed our time of greeting and fellowship tonight. We've been doing that in fact, we've been doing it, I think, every service now. Let's take that time now. It's not even 7:30 yet. Everybody go tell Sister Johnson. She was out at the property last night. She was in there working with her horse because she loves her horse more than anybody else in the world. Everybody's got to have something. But I walked through the gate. I didn't even say hello. She said, hello, Pastor. I didn't even say nothing. I didn't even look at her. I just opened the gate and walked in and gave her a big old hug because that's what she needed. And I needed that. So, you know, and I don't hug everybody, but I can hug. She's old enough to be my mom, and I love Sister Johnson. Anyway, but greet somebody tonight. Greet Rhett tonight in Jesus' name. Thank God for it. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.